Welcome to Agency Highway. This is a podcast for digital agencies and freelancers who want to grow their business, earn more, and work less. Each episode, you'll hear from agency owners that are killing it, meet epic people that can help you along your journey, or just listen to me ramble on about something I think is cool. Head to agencyhighway.com for transcripts, action notes, and to join the community. I'm your host, James Rose. Now, let's get into it. This podcast is brought to you by ContentSnare. ContentSnare helps digital agencies get content from their clients on time, in the right format, without email. If you've ever needed to get content from clients, you'll know how painful it can be. You end up constantly chasing them for weeks and months, and by the time it's ready, there's a 900-long email trail full of massive images and a couple of brochures from 6 years ago. ContentSnare makes this a thing of the past by collecting content from your clients in the right format the first time and does all the chasing for you. Try it on your next project by signing up at ContentSnare.com. Welcome back to Agency Highway, and we've got a little bit of a different episode this week, and that's because this week's guest is me. That's right, you have to listen to my voice for the next however many minutes, but don't worry, it's going to be a much shorter one than usual. Going to be talking all about digital minimalism. Digital minimalism is picking up a lot of, I guess a lot of people are talking about it at the moment, which is what got me interested. I heard about it originally on the Tropical MBA podcast. I heard Dan Andrews and Cal Newport were having a chat because Cal Newport wrote a book literally called Digital Minimalism. And they talk about a lot of different things. And one of the things that really, jumped out to me was a few things, but one of them was just basically how bad being connected constantly is for us. And specifically, they talked about the rise in anxiety and depression among that, like the new generation that don't know a world without the internet and social media, which is kind of crazy to think about. But some of these, and there's basically like a clear, correlation, whatever, that these guys are more prone to anxiety and depression. Like, obviously, that doesn't mean that's the actual case. But, research is being done. And to be honest, I've noticed some pretty significant shifts in myself from social media. And that's why it really got me thinking and wanting to do something about it. So I actually wrote a blog post about it a few weeks ago, outlining my plan of how I was going to become a more of a digital minimalist. And I will also link that up below. But I'm going to dig through a little bit about my plan and how it's been working so far. And so maybe hopefully inspire you to do a little bit of the same thing. Because I've been like tinkering with this for a long time, trying not to have the phone in the bedroom or, doing little bits here and there, turning certain notifications off, but not really committed. And I think it took this to really make that change and just make me go, look, I'm going to do it. And I honestly think I've been better off for it so far. So first, I guess the things that hit me the hardest, like I mentioned before with the things I've noticed in myself, and I've definitely, with social media, I've noticed a few things. So I find myself comparing myself with other people, and sometimes it's not even comparing myself with those people. It's like the projected person, you don't actually know what's going on in someone's real life. Sometimes it's just kind of this projection on social media. And I'm not like accusing people, because I've fallen into this trap before where people have said like, oh my God, like it's so cool, you're doing this, this, and this, and this, and this. And I'm sitting here going, my life really isn't that cool. So I'm sorry I projected that. My point being is you're comparing yourself. Well, I was comparing myself with people. I know a lot of people do this as well. And then the worst part is you're comparing yourself with something that's not even real half the time. So that's not healthy. Another thing is drawing out, seeing posts that draw out negative emotions, in some way, if I see an anti-vaxxer thing or something, and it might make me mad, or, that's just one example. Anything that I'm passionate about,
like in the other way, like negatively, I guess, and I see someone doing it, it's going to make me mad. And really, there's no benefit in me getting angry is just useless. So I think the quote is, I'll probably butcher this, but like anger is it's like holding onto a hot coal with the intention of throwing it at someone else. And so I don't want to be like that. And I think the easiest way for me is just to cut myself off from even reading that kind of thing. So like comment sections are the worst for that. You see like the worst of humanity come out in comment sections. So like I swore off that a while ago, which you probably might have seen the video on that on this channel. But you know, now I'm just cutting it off altogether. So yeah, basically a couple of other dot points here. I've got, you know, loads of time spent for minimal gain, which is true because in the beginning I thought I needed social media for my business, you know, and like in a way I owe a lot of, I guess the audience that we've built and like feedback for Content Snare, which is our software product. Like I've got a lot of benefit from social media, especially through Facebook groups. But I don't think it's proportional to the amount of time I've spent. I think I've just been spending too much time in general on other things when I could just be focusing on the right things on social media and getting the same level of benefit and getting the same interaction with people. So that's another thing to think about. And I think overall, this time, I mean, this is what I was predicting 3 weeks ago, is like the time spent would like the, now that I'm not spending that time anymore, it would free up like mental space to focus on other things. And I've found that's absolutely been the case so far, but I'll dig into that more later. But it isn't just about social media either. So this really got me thinking about something that I do and a lot of people I know do. And honestly, it's like I've heard a lot of people saying, like giving advice to listen to like podcasts and audiobooks all the time. You know, like when you're driving or when you're walking or like doing all the things, also listening to podcasts. So then you're like not wasting that time. And I was so guilty of this, and I've even said it a bunch of times. You know, I'm a little bit embarrassed to say, you know, that you should be using all this time to keep learning and blah, blah, blah. But I've realized it basically gave me no space at all to just think. So if I think back, some of the best business decisions I've made or best like problems that I've solved have been while walking with either silence or like nature sounds, I guess, or like maybe some music without lyrics or something that just allows me to just think about stuff, think about a problem. So I've been enjoying getting back to that and using that kind of downtime to actually solve problems in my business instead of listening to podcasts with new information. Now, it's probably pretty ironic that this is being broadcast on a podcast and a YouTube channel. And I'm going to say, like, don't listen to as many podcasts, but I still think, like, I haven't cut off podcasts completely. I think you just have to be more selective about the ones you listen to, or not just listening for listening's sake. You know, like, I don't know about you, but I kind of get like podcast FOMO where I'm wondering like, oh, well, I look through the list and I'm like, oh, that sounds like a, it might be relevant to me, so I better listen to that one. And then I listen to like an hour long thing, of course, on like 1.5 speed or something. But I get to the end and I realize that I've got nothing out of it. That happens more often than not now. So really, it's just making decisions about which ones to like to listen to, and being more selective. So, you know, I go through my list, unless it's something like a guest I really want to listen to or a topic that I'm really wanting to solve now, I kind of just go past it. And I think that's okay. I'd rather take that time to think. Maybe I'll reintroduce more as time goes on. And I'm still going to have time dedicated for learning. Like Fridays are a big day for that. So, you know, you guys might know I'm a pretty big fan of daily theming, which I learned from Mr. Mike Vardy at the Productivityist. productivityist. Yep. Actually, I think he's changed his business name to Time Crafting now. But yeah, check him out. He's awesome. But yeah, that's where my idea to sort of make Fridays a learning and research day. So on those days, I'm very happy to, you know, listen to something while I'm walking or whatever. As long as I'm not doing it every single time I go for a walk or every time I go to the gym. I was even listening to podcasts at the gym, which people think is weird, but somehow it worked for me. Yeah. So now I'm going to dig a little bit into, I guess, my plan, which I've kind of already dug into already. And like I said, it was reintroducing podcasts again. But I guess I've covered the podcast thing. Now, what I haven't really talked about is actual phone use and social media use. So I guess they kind of tie in together. Like a lot of my social media use was from a phone when I'm just sitting idle. You know, like the other day I was waiting for my physio appointment in the waiting room, and my first instinct was to pull out my phone and start reading. And I was like, nope, not doing that anymore. Like start flicking through stuff. So a while ago, I turned off Facebook notifications from my phone. I'd say most of you have probably done that at this point. I saw someone on my Facebook yesterday, actually, in my allotted Facebook time, which I'll get to. I saw someone had basically turned their notifications off for the first time. And I was like, wow, I didn't know people still did that. So if you're still getting notifications from Facebook, like your phone actually lights up and makes noise, man, turn that off like right away. That's like one of the biggest things. But it's obviously not a complete fix, because I still wasted a lot of time on social media after that. So yeah, all my notifications are now off, because I still had Twitter turned on. So now that's off. The only notifications I get are like calls or like messages. So I still have Facebook Messenger as notifications, just with no sound, and WhatsApp. It comes through to me because I use that to talk to my friends and stuff. And yeah, so those get a pass from my no notifications rule. But as I mentioned briefly before, I was on Facebook during my allotted time. So that's my second part of this plan, is kind of time blocking it like email. So another thing that Dan Andrews and Cal Newport were talking about is that social media professionals don't actually use social media like flicking through on Facebook. They use it from a computer to do a dedicated thing, using like an interface to schedule, you know, like something like Buffer or Hootsuite or whatever. Like, this is how the professionals are actually using it. It's just us that are like swiping through it. So that made me go, okay, I've got to do something like that. And so now I have dedicated time, usually between 11 and 12 in the morning, where I'm allowed to check Facebook. And that's same for my email too. I generally try to stick out of email instead of certain blocks. If you're not familiar with time blocking, it's literally just picking out some time, like each week or whatever. So it could be every day, you know, 11 to 12 is what this is. I can check email and Facebook. And then actually having a plan on how I use Facebook. So it's not just open it and have a look through. It is go to my notifications and have a look through and see if there's anything that I need to action or it's important. Like, someone's tagged me in a post about Content Snare, that someone else is asking a question, I can get in there and answer it. Someone has responded to one of my questions in my Facebook group. So that's pretty much it. It's time now in my Facebook group and checking my important notifications. And on that, you can actually be selective with your Facebook notifications. And I'm not talking about phone ones. I mean, like, when you click that little icon in the app and it shows you the list, you can actually start blocking certain things. You know, if you, I've blocked a few people, not like on Facebook, but just blocked certain types of things from them. If you didn't know you could do that, super handy. So if you've got like a pesky person that keeps inviting you to events all the time and you don't want those notifications, you can actually block that. If they just make constant events, I guess some marketing people do that, and it's annoyed the crap out of me, and I didn't want to block them completely. So you can just block event invites from a certain person, so they can really clean up your notification center. That's pretty much it. That's my like Facebook and social plan. Then the second part of this is the actual phone use, right? So I think I'm almost certain that iPhone has it, that it counts up like your time spent on your phone each day. Google's got that now through digital well-being. That's what I use. And it's almost like gamified, like how low I can get my my screen time each day. And then, but then I get real funny about it because I don't even want to use Google Maps because I know it's going to contribute to my screen time. I wish I could turn that off, but maybe they'll allow that in a future version because I'm like, that's not counted. If I need to get navigation and I'm like, got it set up in the car or something telling me where to go, it's not fair. But it's been really cool for me to watch that like drop. But a few things for that. I mean, it's quite hard to get out of that habit of constantly checking your phone. If you're like, a lot of us are addicted to it. I definitely was, you know, like I found myself, I used to, like when I play video games, in between like games, there might be a 30-second window, for example. And I found myself like grabbing my phone and scrolling through Facebook for that 30 seconds, you know, like that's how often. I was digging through stuff and I'm like, this is crazy. And the other day I was having a game and I registered that, like my brain went, okay, grab my phone. And I realized it wasn't there with me. And I was like, holy crap. Like, this is how much it's just become part of how we think. So yeah, this has been big. The two things, like one of the biggest things I think is having your phone in another room when you don't need it, you know, like if you're having dinner or hanging out with a family, it's in the office or the bedroom, or, you know, hell, it can be like when I might be playing games or something, it just could be on the bench. As long as it's not within arm's reach of me, then it's fine. So give that a go. The other one is not bringing the phone into the bedroom at all. I used to do this. This is a lot of people I know do this now. I'm going to be honest, I don't, because I often use my phone to listen to maybe an audiobook, like a fiction book. That's kind of what I've been doing before bed, listening to some fiction books. And I need my phone to play that. So my little hack is put it on airplane mode. It's kind of the same as not having it with you. You can still use it as an alarm. Yeah, but you just don't use Facebook and stuff on it, and you don't look at it first thing in the morning. That requires a little bit of self-discipline. But yeah, that's another thing. I will not look at the phone as soon as I wake up. I used to sit in bed and like check email and stuff. I know a lot of people do that, and I used to, but I just force myself not to. Now I'll go and do my morning routine, make a coffee, come back to the computer, and that's when the email starts or whatever, you know, when anything starts. Just a little note for service businesses, like if you're a web agency or something, and you need clients to be able to call you, because that's one of the biggest, I think, things people always bring up here is like, I need, you know, clients to be able to call me. I would recommend having windows that your clients can call you in, you know, whether that is in the afternoons or only mornings or, you know, even like a couple of hours a day. And if they call out of that, you don't pick up, and you don't pick up because the phone's in the other room and you didn't even hear it. So that's what I would recommend. I mean, I guarantee, like, I know some of you or some people will say that it's just not possible in their business, but maybe it isn't. But just try and find a way to get rid of that phone as much as possible. I think you'll be better off for it. And obviously less distractions and less interruptions is always good. You know, maybe if it's sales calls you're worried about getting, maybe have some kind of like virtual number that someone else can answer on your behalf and take a message and you call back, or they message you immediately or something, if it's an important one. I don't know. This is something for you to work out, but there's usually a way around stuff. All right. So that is pretty much everything I've been doing and how much I've been enjoying it so far. I've got a note here to like talk about how much I've, like, you know, fast forward 3 weeks where I'm at. You know, but I've kind of sprinkled it through there already. So, you know, I've enjoyed it. I've had more mental headspace. I've felt like I've had a lot more time. Whether that's how much time, I don't have a, you know, a real amount. I can't tell you how much time I was spending on Facebook. Well, actually, I probably could if I went through my phone and looked at screen time on certain apps each day. But I honestly feel like I'm getting way more done in less hours, you know, like I haven't even been doing full work days or whatever. And I feel like I've been getting lots done and being like running out of stuff that's on my list and being like, what do I do? So, that's kind of cool. I'd recommend giving it a go. And one little thing, you know, nobody's perfect. I just wanted to sort of wrap up here with a little bit about where I failed. Because nobody's perfect except Lee Jackson from Agency Trailblazer. He's an amazing dude. But we all make mistakes. And so I guess to make this a bit more real and not be sitting here going, oh, I'm perfect and I don't look at my phone anymore. Because, you know, that would be projecting that thing I was talking about on social media. This is not real. I've definitely failed a whole bunch in the last 3 weeks. You know, like sometimes I've accidentally had that phone next to me when I'm watching Netflix or something and I pick it up and start scrolling. I'm like, damn it! Like I normally realize fairly quickly and then just go and put it somewhere else. You know, like, I don't... You've just got to sort of register and then make that change, you know, put the phone away. And another one that I fall victim to a lot is when I open Facebook to actually check a notification or check a message. So this is an annoying one. Like if I want to see a message that someone sent me on Facebook, I open it to look at it and then next minute the news feed's there and I forget what I'm even doing and start scrolling. So I've done that a few times. I think I need to just like bookmark Messenger by itself. I've got to look into that. I'm not sure if you can just go straight to messenger.com anymore. That used to be a thing. I think it makes you... They probably will learn people are trying to be minimalist and force you back to Facebook now. I don't know. But I'm just trying to pull it up right as I say this. And it's, oh, look at that. You can go directly to Messenger. So maybe that's an answer there is I only open messenger.com instead of going to Facebook. There you go. Just fixed another problem. And another time I massively failed is I got really sick earlier this week with some kind of random 24-hour bug. I don't know what the hell it was, but it knocked me over and I was on the couch for hours. And I spent hours on social because I couldn't sleep and I had nothing else to do. So there we go. I said it out loud. That was a huge failing of a day. But look, it was one day. And now I'm back on that horse. So yeah, I think, I mean, there's always going to be times where you might want to break the rules too. Like we're all adults here. We can make adult decisions. If you need to jump on Facebook for some reason and it's outside your like special window, you can do it. Just have some self-control and don't go scrolling through the newsfeed. That's pretty much it, right? Like we don't need to have like hard and fast rules that can never be broken. It's just a general, like as long as you're going in the right direction and doing less like social stuff, less phone time and giving yourself some headspace occasionally more over time, I think we win. So that's it. I hope this helped. And I hope this inspires you to become a little bit more of a digital minimalist. If you have any questions or if you want to report back and how it's going for you, please leave a comment. That's all. And I'll see you next time.
Discover how to grow your agency, earn more, and work less at agencyhighway.com. Head over there to get resources from this episode and full transcripts. See you next time. This episode was brought to you by Content Snare. If you're a digital agency or just need to get content or info from your clients, Content Snare can help you collect it on time and without enormous email trails. Give it a try at contentsnare.com.